Hello, everybody. This is Captain Katz.
And we are cats.
All right, and welcome back to the show. This week is an important week because the Will Eisner Awards 2023 edition, the nominees have been announced. And this whole past week, there's been a lot of yays and nays and the usual suspects of criticism of, you know, oh, what about such and such person? Oh, what about this and that? Oh, there should be more of this. There should be less of that. There should be, but you know what?
It's not for them to decide unless you're one of the, in this case, you're one of this edition's list of judges.
Well, not only that, but also to the only people that do the voting and stuff like that is those who are in the industry. In other words, writers, authors, critics, distributors, colorers, artists, pencilers, you name it, letterers, inkers, you know, those who are in the comic industry are allowed to vote in, or part of the comic industry, i.e. journalists, you know, like journalists, critiques, critics, and so on and so forth. You know, hell, even comic book stores are part of this voting as well. So,
and they usually say yes if they get the invitation.
Yeah. Usually. But at the end of the day, there is a group of people in the Eisners, which I need to remind you all, or if many of you who don't know how the Eisners works, every year there's always a new set of judges. You can't go and say, oh, I'm going to blame, you know, hypothetical, oh, I'm going to blame Captain Katz. Why? Because he didn't read this book. You know, let's just say I was a judge, but I was a judge, say, 20 years ago. I'm not going to be on that panel for 20 years straight. I'm only there. I'm one and done, and that's it. And you got to remember, too, at the end of the day, these judges are just one and done judges, but they set the precedent of what's going to lead the way through award ceremonies. You know, the Eisners is to the Academy Award, you know, the Harveys is like the BAFTA, and and there's a couple others that are like off the top of my head. I just can't name off right here because there's so far and few are like the Golden Globes and the Emmys. You know, but unlike all those said awards, the judges are always new and fresh. There's no one has never done a repeat. No one hasn't done a second seating. And whoever becomes a judge for the Eisners, they're going to be one of the lucky few to be remembered in history because they put a lot of faith into those people to make the right decisions, to make the right calls of who's going to be nominated, you know? And hopefully I get to be a judge, you know? Or maybe, you know, We Are Cats could be a judge sometime.
Well, that just depends how long until I finally get such an invitation.
Yeah, you get the call, yeah. You know? So... yeah, so don't give criticism to these people who have to make the final call for these or any of the judges in any of the other awards. They're doing their best. And whatever they decide on what should be nominated, it's because they picked out, you know, what they deemed as the best that came out that year. So without further ado, here's the list. And we're going to go through them. We're going to go through each list, and then we're just going to pick out who we think could win it, has a good shot.
And I'll try to be brief as possible because some of them will have a lot of info, but it's required because what if it's a long-ass title, for example?
Exactly. All right, then.
But if I have to be fancy and say et al., you know, and if it's like made more than one person that made it, then I'll apply it whenever possible.
Yes.
But I doubt it. Okay, so I'm starting from the top. This is straight out of the Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con website.
Mm-hmm.
The Eisner Awards nominees for 2023, and we're starting with the top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the top award, just top of the list. Best Short Story. Mm-hmm. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 nominees, and they are The Beekeeper's Do by Jimmy Stamp and Deborah Santos in Scott Snyder Presents Tales from the Cloakroom. Finding Batman by Kevin Conroy and Jay Bone in DC Pride 2022. Good Morning by Christopher Cantell and Alex Linz in Moon Knight, Black, White, and Blood, number 4. Silent All These Years by Margaret Atwood and David Mack in Tori Amos, Little Earthquakes.
Yeah.
And the last one for this category, You Get It by Jonathan Hickman and Marco Cicchetto in Amazing Fantasy number 1000.
Yeah, this is pretty good, but I'm going to give it to Kevin Conroy because, not just because he passed away, and need I remind you that the books that are qualified for the Eisners that were anything that was published between January 1st all the way through December 31st of 2022. So, When this short story came out.
Yes, January 1st and December 31st, 2022.
Yes. So Becoming Batman, it was really personal. I've read all the other ones, but I think this one's going to win it because it was really personal. He rarely speaks about it. And this was the first time he kind of opened up to the world. His personal life.
Yeah, because I remember, I mean, there was a little documentary and there was a segment which kind of made him quiet where, you know, he was just, you know, a relative nobody, you know, being an actor,
mm-hmm.
an actual actor.
Yeah.
But I guess they were, I'm trying to remember, I think it was like, how come he doesn't have a girlfriend or something like that?
Right.
And obviously, he at the time, since it was in the 80s, you know, that was a really huge deal. And, I guess...
You got to remember, too, back in the 80s, you had the AIDS epidemic going on. And,
it's a stigmata if you're gay, then say, oh, you automatically have AIDS.
Right. Not only that, too, like, in any profession at the time in the 80s, coming out of the closet was basically a career killer right there.
Yeah, so I guess it looked like somebody was getting close to what he was trying to keep cool, quiet about. And the show-wise, he didn't get past the pilot.
No. He did do a couple other shows, recurring roles, but there were only like maybe a couple episodes a season, and that would be it.
Yeah.
Or recurring guest star.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see from that, you see from this, like all the way towards how he became Batman. You know, it was basically seeing a real life version of Bruce Wayne becoming Batman, but in a more intimate, personal way. And when I read this one, you know, I really felt closer to Kevin Conroy because you can tell how the way he wrote it, how the way he was expressing himself, how the way he was saying it, you know, I just wanted to give him a hug and told him it wasn't your fault. You know, that's how good of a short story that one was.
Yeah. Let's see. Best single issue / one shot.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 again. Batman, One Bad Day, The Riddler by Tom King and Mitch Gerads. Mary Jane and Black Cat Beyond by Jed McKay and C.F. Villa. Moon Knight, Black, White, and Blood number 3, edited by Tom Brevoort. Star Trek number 400, edited by Heather Antos. And A Vicious Circle Book 1 by Mattson Tomlin and Lee Bermejo.
Yeah, these are pretty good. I'm going to play devil's advocate here and
Star Trek 400.
No, I will actually go with the Mary Jane and Black Cat or the Moon Knight, because the Mary Jane and Black Cat is one of those series that, you know, it shouldn't be good, but it has no right to be this good.
Mm.
That's what that one is. And then the Moon Knight one is just like, for the past couple years, the Moon Knight series has really been good. They got a great writing team, they got a great editor and everything like that. The art is just fantastic. Yeah, I'm just going to play devil's advocate, and I can go with either or. So, yeah.
Well, I'm playing Lasty. Go Lasty, Star Trek. You'd be surprised.
Eh, yeah.
Yeah, because with these things, you never know. Yeah. Like the Holiday Bowl here.
Mm-hmm.
Best continuing series, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 here. Yeah. Best continuing series, Daredevil by Chip Zdarsky, Marco Cicchetto, and Rafael De La Torre. The Department of Truth by James Tynion IV and Martin Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Killadelphia by Rodney Barnes and Jason Sean Alexander. The Nice House on the Lake by James Tynion IV and Alvaro Martinez Bueno. Nightwing by Tom Taylor and Bruno Redondo. And She-Hulk by Rainbow Rowell, Roger Antonio, Luca Maresca, and Takeshi Miyazawa.
This one is actually a really good category. Daredevil's been good. It's been constantly good with Chip Zdarsky doing the writing. The Department of Truth, interesting. It's very interesting. Killadelphia is also a really good book as well. The Nice House on the Lake. I say that one's the dark horse of this group, but the money maker right here is going to be either Nightwing or She-Hulk, because throughout the year She-Hulk hasn't had a really good run per se. This current run of She-Hulk has been honestly good, and Nightwing has been phenomenal. So my money can go to either or, but personally, I would go with Daredevil. It's been that good.
Okay, then we have the best limited series. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is the magic number. Animal Castle by Xavier Dorison and Felix Delep.
Mm-hmm.
Batman, One Bad Day, edited by Dave Wielgosh and Jessica Burby. The Human Target by Tom King and Greg Smallwood. Miracle Man by Gaiman and Buckingham. Silver Age by Neil Gaiman and Mark Buckingham. And Superman Space Age by Mark Russell, Michael Allred, and Laura Allred.
Human Target. The Human Target was that good. Really underrated.
We'll probably mostly go to the Miracle Man.
Don't get me wrong. Miracle Man was good, but the Human Target I thought was a lot more better. And plus, on top of that too, there's not a lot of work. You know, well, there's not like a lot of stories being told by people who want to do with the Human Target. This one that Tom King did was actually really good. Even though there was like a little hiccup here and there, but it was still a good, it was still a good read. It was a really, really good read. So.
Then we have Best New Series, The Atonement Bell by Jim Owsley and Tyler B. Ruff. Love Everlasting by Tom King and Elsa Charitier. Public Domain by Chip Zdarsky. Star Trek by Colin Kelly, Jackson Lansing, and Ramon Rosanas. And Traveling to Mars by Mark Russell and Roberto Melli.
Traveling to Mars and Star Trek would be that one right there. They're both good.
Mm-hmm.
Both really good, really different. Yeah, so I would go with either one more.
And then we have three divisions of best publication. You know, they go by age.
So
So,
basically, the next three are for kids.
So this one is for early readers up to age eight. One, two, three, four, five. Beneath the Trees, They Find Summer by Dav. Fox plus Chick, Up and Down, and Other Stories by Sergio Rouzier. Sorry. Grumpy Monkey Who Threw That by Suzanne Lang and Max Lang. Hey, Bruce, an Interactive Book by Ryan Higgins. And The Pigeon Will Ride the Roller Coaster by Mo Willems.
My personal pick, Fox and Chick, Up and Star, that anthology, it reminded me a lot of the Frog and Toad. It reminded me of that, but not too British. But more of like this day and age, like so kids too can relate to. That's my personal pick. If I was a betting person, Mo. The Pigeon series has been very popular with kids in elementary schools and stuff like that, and especially with libraries. So, yeah, personally, I would go with the Fox and Chick, but betting wise, the Pigeon.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just seeing Mo Willems, and he's surrounded by an elephant and a pig, so some of his trademark stuff.
Oh yeah.
Hold on, let
And
me.
plus two on top of that too, Mo's artwork is like very easy to look at, very simple, and kids can love it. Kids can draw it, you know? So.
Hey, wait a minute! I saw this. I just remembered. I think it was Oh yeah, he was making fun of something like our niece was showing a video to me about this actual thing, and I actually liked it. But I liked the one where I think it was I'm trying to remember, was it with this or it was like a duck, and this one vendor was getting pissed off about the duck to the point it's not even a kid's thing anymore. He's like, why are you asking for grapes in a vegetable shop? Why? And I thought it was that, but if it was, but if it is also made by Mo Willems, I hope that wins. But seeing the YouTube video and hence the book, I like it. I hope it wins. Hey, she suggested it.
You do. All right. So next up is the same category, but for
For
ages.
kids ages 9 to 12,
All right.
so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Adventure Game Comics, Leviathan by Jason Shiga. Frizzy by Claribel A. Ortega and Rose Bosamra. Isla to Island by Alexis Castellanos. Little Monarchs by Jonathan Case. And Swim Team by Johnny Christmas.
This is interesting. This is a good category. Personally, I will go with either Frizzy or Adventure Game Comics, because Frizzy, the art and the story, it's relatable, but Adventure Game Comics, it like the title suggests, it makes you read like, oh, it's like you are in an adventure game, you know. Little Monarchs is it was an interesting read. Isla to Island was also an interesting read. Swim Team is not bad, but personally I would go with Adventure Game Comics and Frizzy.
I guess, but one of my, I'll just chuck it to Isla to Island. You never know. And then lastly, publication for teens, ages 13 to 17. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Chef's Kiss by Jarrett Melendez and Danica Brine. Clementine Book One by Tilly Walden. Do a Power Bomb by Daniel Warren Johnson. Heartstopper Volume 4 by Alice Oseman. and Washday Diaries by Jamila Rouser and Robin Smith.
Okay. Personally, Do a Power Bomb should win. I love it. It was a great read. It's wrestling, but they use wrestling as a metaphor for personal life and issues and stuff like that. But I honestly think that Clementine is going to win it. Or, Clementine and...
It was Clementine book one.
Yeah. No, Clementine and Wash Day Diaries. Oh. It's going to be between either or of those two to win it. But personally, Do a Powerbomb, I think, could do it. I want that one to win, personally, because it was a good read. Really good read.
Now we have Best Humor Publication.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cryptid Club, excuse me, by Sarah Anderson. I Hate This Place by Kyle Starks and Artyom Topilin. Killer Queens by David Boer and Claudia Balboni. Mr. Lovenstein Presents Failure by J.L. Westover. And Revenge of the Librarians by Tom Gauld.
Revenge of the Librarians is really good, but Cryptic Club, I love it. I thought it was hilarious. It's by the same author that does Sarah Scribbles and Fang, which I honestly believe that was criminally underrated and should get more love. But yeah, Cryptic Club or the Librarian's Revenge, I think they're just great.
Then we have Best Anthology. Creepshow, edited by Alex Antone and John Moisen. The Illustrated Al, The Songs of Weird Al Yankovic. Edited by Josh Bernstein. The Nib Magazine, edited by Matt Bors. Sensory Life on the Spectrum, edited by Bex Allerton. And Tori Amos, Little Earthquakes, The Graphic Album, edited by Rance Hosley.
This was not bad. The Creepshow one was really good. The Weird Al one was interesting. That one was interesting. The Tori Amos one wasn't that bad.
It's going to be hard. To me, it's going to be between Creepshow and Weird Al.
Yeah. I would just throw in Tori Amos as an underdog in that one. But I think the real black horse, the dark horse in that one, is going to be the Nib Magazine. It's that one is just like it's a head scratcher, but it's a wonderful head scratcher. It's like that. That's the best way I can put it.
Okay, then we have Best Reality Based Work. There's six of them. Alfred Hitchcock, The Master of Suspense by Noel Simsolo and Dominique Hay, translation by Montana Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Guy, First Lady of Film by Jose Luis Bocquet and Cattell Mueller, translation by Edward Galvin. But I Live, Three Stories of Child Survivors of the Holocaust, edited by Charlotte Chalier. Flung Out of Space by Grace Ellis and Hannah Templer. Invisible Wounds, Graphic Journalism by Jess Rolfson. And Pinball, A Graphic History of the Silver Ball by John Chad.
This one is up in the air. They're all wonderfully, well-written and everything. I can't really pick a favorite in this one.
Group of Death?
Not necessarily Group of Death, because if I were to vote, I think either...
Hitchcock
or the, let me see. Hitchcock would do it, but I Live would be another one and maybe Flung Out of Space. But all of them are really, 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 really well made. So that one's up in the air.
Mm.
But the ones that I said, I think those were where the critics would the voting judges would go.
Then we have Best Graphic Memoir.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the Bone, A Leukemia Story by Catherine Pioli, translated by J.T. Mahaney. Ducks, 2 Years in the Oil Sands by Kate Beaton. It's Lonely at the Center of the Earth, an autobiographic novel by Zoe Thorogood. So Much for Love, How I Survived a Toxic Relationship by Sophie Lambda, translation by Montana Kane. And Welcome to St. Hell, My Trans-Teen Misadventure by Lewis Hancocks.
Yeah, these are all good, but the one that I personally think is going to win it is going to be... It's going to be Ducks, 2 Years in the Oil Sand, or Down to the Bone, A Leukemia Story. Those two have been phenomenally good. The one I would be really surprised to win would be It's Lonely at the Center of the Earth. That one was a really good read. So Much for Love and Welcome to St. Hell. Those are both really good reads. But honestly, I think Ducks would be the one. Ducks or Down to the Bone would be for sure one of those two would be the winners. Yeah.
Now we have two categories of best graphic album. So we'll start with the first one, new. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Book of Nile by Barry Jones. Crushing by Sophie Burrows. Francis Rothbart, The Tale of a Fastidious Feral by Thomas Woodruff. The Night Eaters Book 1, She Eats the Night by Marjorie Leo and Sana Takeda. And Ultrasound by Connor Stechschulte. The name. I pardon if I mispronounced that.
Yeah. Hands down, I think it's going to be the Night Eaters. If anyone who knows both Marjorie Leo and Sana Takeda, you know, they never, whatever book that they worked on, they know how to handle it very well. And honestly, I think this one's going to be another winner for them.
And then we have the same category, but reprints. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we have Days of Sand by Aimee de Jong. Translation by Christopher Bradley. Genevieve Castre, Complete Works by Genevieve Castre. Translation by Phil Elverum and Alicia Jensen. May's Book Dark Horse Direct Edition by Jeff Lemire. One Beautiful Spring Day by Jim Woodring. Parker, The Martini Edition, Last Call by Richard Stark. Darwin Cook, Ed Brubaker, and Sean Phillips. And Super Spy Deluxe Edition by Matt Kint.
They're all good. But Parker, The Martini Edition, Last Call, that is a really good read. That one, I would bet money on that one's going to win. If you guys haven't read that one, please go read it. That one's very phenomenally good. The art is good. The writing is good. You'll just have a good time with that one.
And then we have Best Adaptation from Another Medium.
So in other words, it's just basically... say a movie, let's like for example, say Aliens 1, first Alien, and they just decided to retell the whole movie into a graphic novel. So there we go.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have Chivalry by Neil Gaiman, adapted by Colleen Doran. Rain by Joe Hill, adapted by David M. Boer and Zoe Thorogood. 10 Days in a Madhouse by Nellie Bly, adapted by Brad Rica and Courtney Sie. Tori Amos' Little Earthquakes, a graphic album, edited by Rance Hosley. And A Visit to Moscow by Rabbi Raphael Grossman, adapted by Anna Alswanger and Yevgenia Nayberg.
Yeah. Chivalry. I think a lot of people are going to go with Chivalry. Don't get me wrong. It's good. But I would personally would pick 10 Days in the Madhouse or A Visit to Moscow. If worst case scenario, dark horse in this one would be Tori Amos. Come on. She's been nominated for like a couple of them. Give her one, please. This, out of all the ones that she got nominated, just give her this one.
Okay, now we have best U.S. edition of international material. And this is two categories.
So yeah.
I guess we got domestic and then, well, let's just call it what it is. It is the international material. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Always Never by Jordi Laferbe. Laferbe, translation by Montana Kane. Black Sad, They All Fall Down, Part 1 by Juan Diaz-Canales and Juanjo Guarnido, translation by Diana Schultz and Brandon Kander. Down to the Bone, A Leukemia Story by Catherine Pioli, translation by J.T. Mahaney. The Past by Espe, translation by J.T. Mahaney. And Tiki, A Very Rough Year by David Azencott and Fred Leclerc, translation by Nanette McGuinness.
Okay, if Down to the Bone doesn't win the reality work category, it's definitely going to win here.
Yeah, excuse me. And now we have best U.S. edition of international material, Asia.
This is the group of death.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we have Black Paradox by Junji Ito, translation by Jocelyn Allen. The Hellbound, Volumes 1 and 2, by Yong Sang-ho and Choi Yu-seok, translation by Danny Lim.
Just to let you guys know, that one's from Korea, and also they're the creative team behind The Train to Busan.
Mm. Look Back by Tatsuki Fujimoto, translation by Amanda Haley. PTSD Radio, Volume 1, by Masaki Nakayama, translation by Adam Hirsch. Oh boy. Shuna's Journey by Hayao Miyazaki, translation by Alex Dudok DeWitt. And Talk to My Back by Yamada Murasaki, translation by Ryan Holmberg.
Okay. Like I said, this one's a group of death because you have like people from past and present and the future duking it out. So you have Junji Ito, guy, he basically owns this category. He's won it multiple times. You know, you can say he's like in manga, no, let's put it this way. In his category, in horror, he's up there. He's the fourth, that Mount Rushmore of horror. He's the first dude. By none. But he's also, like, his stuff has influenced a lot, you know? And then you have, and like I said, and then from there you have Takahashi Fujimoto, the creator of Chainsaw Man, who this book, Look Back, he even said it himself, and I quote, "The only reason why I wrote this one and I did this one, it was because my editors thought that I couldn't write a story in one shot and make people cry. And I did it just to piss them off. Because they thought he was a one-trick pony." Mm-hmm. Then you have PTSD Radio. Masaki Nakayama is right there snipping on Junji Ito's toes. Could one day take over and be the person. Miyazaki, what does it say about Miyazaki? You know?
Well, hey, if it wasn't for him, they all would not have been known.
Yeah, but like, but put it this way. This book right here is the first time it's ever been published outside of Japan. And also, and same thing goes to Talk to My Back, because this work of Yamada Musashi, first time it's been published internationally. And then don't even get me started with, you know, Yong Sang-ho and Choi Gu-sok. You know, they basically laid the foundation to what Korean horror is. And if you liked Train to Busan, you will love this series that they're being nominated. So, honestly, if I had to pick, personally, I would go with Hellbound, because unlike Junji Ito, unlike PTSD Radio, it's different, it's new, and I think it's, don't get me wrong, I love manga, I really do, but I think it's time for Korea, I think this is the time for Korea to shine, the manhwa to shine.
Mm.
So, would I be mad if they didn't win? No. At least with this nomination, it will put them on the map. And it will get people to notice. But if I was a betting man and I had to bet with the house, that bet would go to either Miyazaki, Junji Ito, or Fujimoto. But I wouldn't. I say out of all of these, the darkest horse in this one would be Yamada Musashi.
Yamada Murasaki?
Yes. She, just that work alone, if look how the way, it was a trendsetter. A huge trendsetter. And it was like stuff that was like all the way back in the 60s and 70s.
Mm.
You know? 60s, 70s, 80s. And still relevant now as it was back then. So, yeah. So this is like a huge group of death on this one.
Mm. Then we have Best Archival Collection / Project. Strips, at least 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Bungleton Green and the Mystic Commandos by Jay Jackson. Come Over, It's So Magic and My Perfect Life by Linda Barry, edited by Peggy Burns. The George Harriman Library, Crazy and Ignatz, 1922 to 1924, by George Harriman, edited by J. Michael Catron. Macanudo, Welcome to Elsewhere, by Liniers, edited by Gary Groth. Pogo, The Complete Syndicated Comic Strips, Volume 8, Hijinks from the Horn of Plenty, by Walt Kelly, edited by Mark Evanier and Eric Reynolds.
And Pogo. Every time Pogo's been nominated in that category, it's won it. I wouldn't bet against him to win it again.
Mm. Best Archival Collection / Project. Comic books at least 20 years old. So we have the Deluxe Jimenez, spelled with a G, The Fourth Power and the Star Conspiracy by Juan Jimenez, edited by Alex Donug and Bruno Lessig, The Fantastic Worlds of Frank Frazetta, edited by Diane Hansen. Welcome to Stay, The Complete Ray Bradbury EC Stories by Ray Bradbury and Various, edited by J. Michael Catron. The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror Ominous Omnibus 1. And Walt Disney's Uncle Scrooge, The Diamond Jubilee Collection by Carl Banks, edited by David Gerstein.
I would go with The Fantastic World of Frazetta. That one, Frank Frazetta's artwork is just so beautiful and great. Surprisingly, the Walt Disney's Uncle Scrooge one, that one's actually really good. That surprised me a lot. And the A Home to Stay, that Home to Stay collection right there, very interesting. So one of those three would win that one for sure.
Mm. And then we have Best Writer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Grace Ellis, Flung Out of Space. Tom King for Batman Killing Time, Batman One Bad Day, blah, blah, blah. Mark Russell, Traveling to Mars, One Star Squadron, Superman, Space Age. James Tynion IV, House of Slaughter, Something is Killing the Children, Wind, etc. And Chip Zdarsky, Stillwater, and Daredevil.
Yeah, yeah, this one's going to be hard as well. This one's a group of death. A lot of them have been doing really good. Personally, I would go with Mark Russell or James or James Talon. But
Tynion the Fourth.
Yes, Tynion the Fourth. Thank you. But money wise, Tom King or Chip Zdarsky or maybe even Grace Ellis. So.
Mm. Then we have best writer slash artist, Sarah Anderson, Cryptid Club, Kate Beaton, Ducks, 2 Years in the Oil Sands, Esper the Pass, Junji Ito, Black Paradox, The Liminal Zone, and Zoe Thorogood, It's Lonely at the Center of the Earth.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks. Peanut Gallery there. Yeah, okay. Ducks would win this one here. Close second would be Junji Ito. Third, maybe Sarah Anderson. But yeah, I would give it to Ducks on this one.
Mm. Best penciler slash inker or penciler slash inker team.
Basically short for creative. It's a long, but I should think they should change it. Just best creative team.
Mm. Jason Sean Alexander for Philadelphia, Anita Hawes, Nightmare Blog. Alvaro Martinez Bueno, The Nice House on the Lake. Sean Phillips, Follow Me Down, The Ghost in You. Bruno Redondo, Nightwing. And Greg Smallwood, The Human Target.
Greg Smallwood for The Human Target. Close second would be Bruno Redondo for Nightwing. Yeah.
Then we have Best Painter slash Multimedia Artist, Interior Art. Lee Bermejo, A Vicious Circle. Felix Delap for Animal Castle. Daria Schmidt, The Monstrous Dreams of Mr. Providence. Sana Takeda, The Night Eaters, She Eats the Night. Zoe Thorogood, Rain. And Thomas Woodruff, Francis Rothbart, The Tale of a Fastidious Feral.
Sana Takeda. Just, like I said, see their work before. You'll get what I'm talking about. Just phenomenal work.
And speaking of that, best cover artist for multiple covers, Jen Bartel, She-Hulk.
No battery. That's the Peanut Gallery there, folks.
Bruno Redondo, Nightwing. Alex Ross, Astro City, That Was Then, .. Fantastic Four, Black Panther. Again, Sana Takeda, Monstrous. And Zoe Thorogood, Joe Hill's Reign.
Takeda, like I said, Takeda. That just beautiful artwork. What can I say?
Jesus Christ, how many? Best coloring. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Jordi Belair, The Nice House on the Lake, and Suicide Squad Blaze, etc. Jean-Francois Beaulieu, I Hate Fairyland 2022. And Twig. Dave McCraig, The Inkle, Cycleverse. Jacob Phillips, Follow Me Down, The Ghost in You, That Texas Blood. Alex Ross and Josh Johnson, The Fantastic Four, Full Circle. And Diana Sousa, Critical Role, Vox Machina Origins, The Mighty Nian Origins. Yasha Nyandorin.
Yeah.
And et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Jane Francisco, the
Jean-Francois.
Yeah, Jean-Francois. Thank you. I Hate Fairy World. I loved it the first time around. This new version of it is just phenomenal. It just picks up where it's left off. Just beautiful.
Mm.
Stupid, crazy, odd, but beautiful.
Then we have best lettering. Pat Brosseau, Batman, The Night, Wonder Woman, The Villain of Our Fears. Chris Dickey, The Night Eaters, She Eats the Night. Todd Klein, Chivalry. Nate Piakos, Black Hammer Reborn, etc. Stan Sakai, Usagi Yojimbo, and Thomas Woodruff, Francis Rothbart, The Tale of a Fastidious Feral.
Stan Sakai, Usagi Yojimbo, just beautiful letter. Very beautiful.
Yep. Best comics related periodical slash journalism.
So this is basically journalism.
Yeah. Alter Ego, edited by Roy Thomas. Comic Book Creator, edited by John B. Cook. The Comics Journal, number 308, edited by Gary Groth, Christy Valenti, and Rachel Miller. Panel X Panel Magazine, edited by Hassan Otsmane Elau and Tiffany Babb. And Rob Salkowitz, Forbes, ICV2, and Publishers Weekly.
I like Ron Salkowitz. Very, very interesting reading. But I wouldn't mind, I wouldn't hold my breath if Comic Book Creator and also Alter Ego would win. So, yeah.
Best Comics Related Book. The Art of the News, Comics Journalism, edited by Catherine Kelp Stebbins and Ben Saunders. Charles M. Schultz, The Art and Life of the Peanuts Creator in 100 Objects by Benjamin L. Clark and Nat Gertler. The Charlton Companion by John B. Cook. Gladys Parker, A Life in Comics, A Passion for Fashion by Trina Robbins. And Resurrection, Comics in Post-Soviet Russia by Jose Alanis.
They're all good in that category. Dealer's pick. Personally, Trina Robbins is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You know, anything with Charles Schwartz, not bad. So, take your pick.
Best academic slash scholarly work.
Essay writing, pretty much.
Well, it could be. Bandits, Misfits, and Superheroes, Whiteness and Its Borderlands in American Comics and Graphic Novels by Joseph Benson and Doug Singson. Graphic Medicine, edited by Aaron LaCour and Anna Poletti. How Comics Travel, Publication, Translation, Radical Literacies by Catherine Kelp Stebbins. The LGBTQ plus Comics Studies Reader, Critical Openings, Future Directions, edited by Allison Halsall and Jonathan Warren. And Teaching with Comics and Graphic Novels by Tim Smith.
Teaching with Graphics and Graphic Novels by Tim Smith. Very fascinating, very interesting, and it's a teacher just explaining how students could understand a lot more stuff than with the use of comics and graphic novels in the classroom. So that was a very interesting read.
Then we have Best Publication Design. Francis Rothbart, The Tale of a Fastidious Feral, designed by Thomas Woodruff, Jacob Covey, and Ryan Dinick. A Frog in the Fall, and later on, designed by Linnea Sturt, Ollie Forsloff, and Patrick Crotty. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts 40x40, Bad Reputation / I Love Rock and Roll, designed by Josh Bernstein and Jason Ullmeyer. May's Book Dark Horse Direct Edition, designed by Tom Mueller. Parker the Martini Edition Last Call, designed by Sean Phillips. And, once again, Tori Amos' Little Earthquakes, the graphic album designed by Lauren Ipsum.
Just give this one to Tori Amos, please. Just please. God, it's like the Grammys all over again. She got nominated for, like, 15 Grammys and didn't take none of them. Just give her one for crying out loud, folks.
Best webcomic. I mean, I won't say the websites because it's, you know, probably partial or whatever.
Just say the name and the author.
Yeah, yeah. Deeply Dave by Grover.
Mm-hmm.
Delilah Dirk, Practical Defense Against Piracy by Tony Cliff. Lore Olympus by Rachel Smith, which is a webtoon. The Manamong by Michael Adam Langiel. And Spores by Joshua Barkman.
Lore Olympia.
Lore Olympus.
Lore Olympus. Beautiful. Just beautiful. Do yourself a favor and read it if you haven't read it.
And finally, we have the last in the category, Best Digital Comic.
So basically, this is all comics that are exclusively released digitally. There will never be a physical release of these.
Best Digital Comic. All Princesses Die Before Dawn by Quentin Zutian, translated by M.B. Valent. Barnstormers by Scott Snyder and Tula Lotte. Behind the Curtain by Sara Del Guidice, translation by M.B. Valente. Ripple Effects by Jordan Hart, Bruno Ciroleo, Justin Harder, and Shane Kadlecic. And 60 Years in Winter by Ingrid Chabert and Aimé de Jong, translation by Matt Madden.
60 Years in Winter. Beautiful. It's just beautiful, heartbreaking. It reminds me a lot of, like, those classic European films of heartache and stuff like that. So it's just like that. So, and there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the 2023 Will Eisner Awards nominees. To all the nominees, congratulations. And hopefully when Comic-Con is around, we'll be there to see what's going on, who wins, and so much and so forth. The 2023 Will Eisner Awards will be at the San Diego Comic-Con live Friday of Comic-Con. We don't know how tickets will be dispensed and everything like that for the event. So for any more information about that, you just need to go to comiccon.com.
.org.
Yes, thank you. .org. And just keep tabs on it. And once they open up and say, okay, tickets for the Eisners, do it. First come, first serve, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't guarantee you a, you know, well, due to personal experience in other places, Hall H, that doesn't guarantee you're going to be sitting in the front.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, without further ado, thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Next week, we're going to be talking about not one, but two shows from very different parts of the world celebrating anniversaries, and you're going to like it. So, until then, I am Captain Katz.
And I'm We Are Katz.
Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe out there and keep reading comics. Until then, take care.
Yo-ho!